So I have a cousin who's in the military, and as many of you know, in the workings of the military, there's a lot of training that goes into place. Training on how to engage verbally as well as tactically with different environments, different people. And one of those things is learning how to navigate. Learning how to navigate the different terrains in the daylight as well as at night. And he was explaining to me one of the land navigation procedures, tactics, practices that they had to go through when he was, well, he's still in the Marines, but when he was going through training. And it involved being given a map and a compass and a light. And this happened at night, and they had to start at one point. They were given their coordinates at one point, and they had a series of checkpoints to get to and reach finally a destination, point B. And they had to cover, I think it was like 9 or 10 miles. In the dark, they were kind of dropped in the middle of a forest, all at different places. So you didn't really have anyone with you to navigate with. And I was thinking about that recently and just how fitting that sort of image of land navigation at night is for our life as Christians. We're sort of given a map, a compass, and a light with which we are called to move from our place here to point B, which ultimately, hopefully, is heaven. That's our goal, right? Heaven. And I think today's scriptures, they give us a lot with which we can use in our walk. What do I mean by that? So our first reading comes from Exodus, and it's a picture of the battle in front of us. It's a picture of Moses and a battle in front of him, and the Lord God commanding him to hold both hands up, sort of in prayer, intercession over this battle, that it may be won. And you can think of kind of Moses' hands as, in the one hand, sort of the map and compass, and the other hand, the light, okay? So I'm going to come back to this in a second. What's the map and compass for us? Scripture. It's pretty simple. Scripture. Scripture, as we hear in a reading to Timothy, is sort of our understanding of what the world is, what it looks like. That's the map, right? It's not exactly life, literally, at all places, but it's a map for us to understand, okay, what does this world look like? What is our path on it, right? St. Paul talks about Scripture being a double-edged sword. So on the one edge is that it's a map. It shows us what the world is, what it looks like, sort of a way that we can sort of cut through it. The other edge of Scripture is that it's like a compass. So what are compasses useful for? They're useful for showing where north, south, east, and west are. And as you walk, it shows you kind of the direction you're walking. Are you heading north? Are you heading south? Are you heading east? Right? Compasses are essential for translating the map into what actually is out there in the world. So everyone kind of uses Google Maps nowadays. There's no atlases. There's no nice big maps of kind of getting from point A to point B when you drive. But if you have, I'm kind of looking here at this front crowd here. Looks like there's a lot of young faces. I don't know if you guys have ever used a map, looked at a map, maybe. Obviously joking, you've probably seen a map before, but when you look at a map, it's two-dimensional, right? And when you look at the world, it's three-dimensional. There's trees, there are mountains, there are hills, there are valleys, there are streams. Sometimes not everything in the world is on the map, right? So the compass is useful for helping to translate, okay, the path that I want to go on this map to, okay, what am I actually facing? Okay, this says this is north. Okay, north is here. I don't know if literally north is right here, probably close, but north is here, okay. Where am I at on this map based on what am I seeing and different features, right? So the compass is useful in translating the map into the reality, right? So that's Scripture. Scripture on the one edge is a map. On the other edge, it's a compass. It shows us how the world is, what the world is, and it gives us direction on how we can live Scripture out into the world. It helps us to ultimately get to our point B, our heaven. Okay, so that's in one hand, right? We're talking two hands here. You gotta be kind of dexterous to hold a map, I guess, and a compass in one hand, but just imagine you can do that. The other hand's light. So going back to this example of my cousin and this sort of land navigation at night, I mean, how are you gonna read a map? How are you gonna read a compass at night without light? You'd be lucky if you're in a dense forest and there's still a full moon going to be able to see anything at night, right? You need a light. And that light we hear about in our gospel, that's prayer. That's Christ. Without Christ, how can you expect to translate this map or this compass? How can you expect to translate scripture? It seems like maybe a cool story, but it's hard to translate without Christ, without the light, right? And that's where prayer comes in. Prayer is essential. It is our light. Without it, we can't see the map. However, without the map, the light maybe shows you where you are, your surroundings, but you don't really have much of a guidance without looking at the map, without the compass, without scripture. So you need both, right? We need both. Today, this week, I encourage you to come back to these scriptures. There's a lot here. There's a lot that I can't even speak about that St. Paul talks about in his letter to Timothy, about scripture, its usefulness, about the tenets of the faith, how useful they are at guiding. The same to be said about this gospel. Do not become weary. Pray without becoming weary. Always seek the light of Christ. Always. These are essential for us on our walk. We are at point A. Our goal is point B. Our goal is heaven. And we have some checkpoints to meet along the way. Let us then ensure that we consult scripture in what we hear on Sundays, in what the church offers in daily mass readings, and in the Bible, just in our everyday life. Let's consult that. And let's also pray. Pray without becoming weary, knowing that the enemy desires us not to ever consult scripture and not to ever pray. So let us this week lift both hands and continue on our journey so that in our points, we may eventually get to heaven. Amen.